It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. Good morning, everybody. Bennett Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you on a short show today. It's a Thursday. It's August 8th. Kind of getting over my jet lag and weird island time that I was on, but I'm feeling pretty good today. Fired up. Really fired up on a Thursday. I'm Woodsy. That is Bald Reindl, a.k.a. Adam Klug. I should have done it the other way. Adam Klug, a.k.a. Bald Reindl. Because Paulie is out today, and Adam is here. Hi, Adam.
Good morning, guys.
How
Just
are you?
Just wondering if I'm allowed to be in the YouTube chat. That's all.
That's up for debate. I have a petition out. We're gonna discuss that after the show. Because the management around here is starting to become stars a little bit, and that's management's like umpires. You never want to know who the management is. You don't want to know the management's name, right? If great umpire, who's that guy? That son of a gun is always right. I don't know his name. He's great. But we'll talk about it. Listen, we got a few hours to discuss. It's good to have you here. I'm going to come back to you in a minute. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Got my Bubba's Burger shirt
yes.
on that you gave me yesterday.
You look great
that you brought
it.
Back from Hawaii for me. Thank you very much.
I still laughed when Hannah picked it out, and she said, I like this for Ben. And I said, okay, why? And she said, well, look at the colors. It's Irie. And I said, but he's not Irie
and
at all.
You didn't go to Jamaica.
Exactly.
You went to Hawaii. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Like if it had floral stuff on it. Yeah.
Or if you had gone to Jamaica on your trip and you had brought this back, I would have gone, okay, that makes perfect sense. But I still appreciate it and I'm wearing it.
And it looks good on you. It does.
it looks
really good on you. It's a good series of colors for you, I do think. Holy smokes. All right, Kluger. All right, number one, I'm looking at you on the feed. He's on his phone right now. I need you to be, if you're going to be here, I need you to be engaged and active.
Well, he's tired.
You're up
to the show last night.
That's what I was going to ask him about. So I want him to be engaged and a member. If you're going to be in the chat, be a member of the show today. Be a third leg, if you will.
I was just checking to make sure the audio was properly working
sounds good.
On your YouTube feed.
Everything sounds good. You've got it all clocked in. I want to know, though, because I did not go last night. I want to know how the Foo Fighters, before we get into this game, by the way, that my blood pressure just came down from last night's game. It was an excruciating watch. We've got a couple hours to cover it, and I want to get into every nook and cranny of that game last night. That win, by the way, the win that the Padres were able to eke out, and that was a rough one. But, Kluger, you went to the Foo Fighters last night at Petco Park. That was your first time seeing Dave Grohl and Pat Smear and Nate Mendel. I don't know who's drumming for him now. Who else is in the band?
I don't remember his name, but I think they said he used to be in the Nine Inch Nails.
It's Nine Inch Nails, but it's I know it. I
ben
know
something?
Josh Freese.
Josh Freese.
He's incredible. Incredible drummer. I mean, Taylor Hawkins was a G. He was such a terrible loss, but Josh Freese, what a pickup. What a pickup he was. So, they played Petco Park last night. What time did you get to the show?
I'm allowed to talk, right? I don't want to become a star or anything.
Oh, God.
I got there around 8:20.
Oh, so you missed the Hives.
Oh, yeah. I was only going for Foo Fighters. A little birdie told me that they weren't going on until 9 o'clock, and I said, really? 9 o'clock seems a little late.
I thought it was 8:30.
8:30 is exactly what I said.
Oh, you timed it
out.
So
I was
good.
At my house, and I'm waiting for the Padres game to end, and it just kept going. And then there's the injury, and then there's the pitching. It kept going. So I got in the car finally, and I left, and I got in there about... When I was parking, I heard the crowd going crazy. I go, are Foo Fighters on?
So you listened on the radio, 97.3, the Fan, home of the San Diego Padres, on the drive down.
No, I watched the whole game.
You watched the whole game?
Yeah.
And then
I didn't leave from up north until after the final out.
So you get to Petco Park, and nothing worse, you get out of your car, you hear,
I'm sprinting into the stadium.
That's the
worst. It was worth it. What a win.
What a win. 100%. And they crushed it, didn't they, last night?
They were great.
I saw the set list. Few too many new songs for my liking, but the old songs that they did play were really good. Really good.
The hits were great. That was my one criticism, is that there was definitely a part of the concert where they kind of lost the crowd, I felt like. And it was like, they've been playing a little too long of the slower, lower,
newer slow and
stuff.
Low. It's tough.
And you're like, they need to bring it back with something big here in a minute here.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. So, yeah, Paulie was there. He texted me a video. He said he was on Cloud 9. He'd never seen him. He loves them. I was happy for him. But
they weren't, he wasn't in the suite with Adam.
Yeah, how was the suite?
It's a different viewing experience for a concert, I'll say.
All of the management.
Michael was the only one from management there.
Clients?
I think there was a handful.
Handful of clients.
Yeah. A lot of people from corporate are in town. There are a lot of people from corporate in there.
Where are they? Why are they here?
Radio Boot Camp.
Oh.
Or Odyssey.
Oh, they're going? Are you sending anyone? You're not sending anyone.
No. Oh, yeah. Surprise. You guys are going after the show.
Forget it. So Radio Boot Camp, for those of you that don't know, is a two-day event. Now, I've been to it once.
I've never gone.
It's a thing that they do. Where
it's a conference, essentially.
Yeah, it's a radio conference. Now, it's mostly run. It costs a lot of money, right, to get into
baseball winter meetings with different panels. And
panels and discussions about.
Rarely are there any trades made during. Yeah. Radio Boot Camp.
Hey, when you guys do War of the Roses, how do you do it, right? So it's a lot of that. I went to one in New Orleans. I got hammered the first night and barely went to any events, if you can imagine. And it was a total waste of time and money to send me and our crew. And I never went back again. Now, we're a pretty successful show in San Diego. Anybody call to ask if we would come down or do anything?
Someone from corporate reached out to see if I wanted to attend. And his wording to me was, you don't need to like get on stage. We're not asking you to like speak or you know be on any panel or anything. Just to attend. He goes, it's more so for music stations. I go, I think I'll
I'm going to pass. It's a hard pass. Yeah, so they do that.
Well, Woods is implying, by the way, Adam, if you couldn't tell, is that he feels like he should be asked to share his wisdom and successes with the greater audience of radio professionals in town.
You don't want to. You don't need any advice from me. You don't need. I haven't accomplished anything
do
in this
we?
Business.
Do
you
we?
Need no advice of mine. I don't know what I'm talking about. I am. I'm a hack.
Not if you heard what our beloved Boomer Esiason had to say
that's
about
true.
You.
Mm-hmm. That is true, but so that's going on. That's going on now here in San Diego. It is weird, though.
Would be if we hosted a panel?
Yeah.
Like, what would be the panel topic and discussion? Like, what's that we do that we could impart wisdom onto other shows?
It's not something you can teach.
Really?
No.
Well, there you go. I would say it would be something of the effect of, how do you take a show from scratch with players who don't really know each other and make it work from the beginning? Because that's the one thing I think we've done pretty, like, better than most, is taking two guys who met for an hour at a bar.
Yep.
And let's put a radio show together based on that.
Well, not only put a radio show together, but let's ascend to the highest of the mountain. How do you guys do that? You guys don't want to hear it from us, though. You're fine. There's plenty of people across the street going to get down there, do their shtick, and that's fine. If I was forced to go to radio boot camp today, I'd be livid right now. We have a short show, and then imagine getting out of here and having to go down there and listen to, you know, somebody from Minneapolis tell you, why his bit works in the morning. I just have no desire anymore. But I do love this job, and I love this station, and I love that Bald Reindl is in here this morning. He is a little bit tired, so I'm going to make sure he stays on the ball this morning. But listen, we can get right into that game last night. We've chopped it up for 10 minutes. That game was excruciating in every sense, and it was also incredible because they got the win. Holy smokes, Benny. Where do you start with that game?
That's what I was wondering.
Where do you start?
So I write like notes on every game every night. And usually there's like six or seven things that I, you know, write about each game. I have literally 26 lines about the game last night. And I have no idea. I guess Jackson Merrill is the first place to start. Jackson Merrill continues to amaze. And not just because he's doing it as a 21-year-old rookie.
Playing out of position.
For any player, for any player to come up in the clutch situations, like, all right, Jackson, we need a home run here in the ninth inning.
Got it.
Go do your thing. And for it to happen multiple times, anyone can run into it, you know, one time. Great. Good swing. You really got a hold of that one. Now he's done it three times. Ninth inning, tying or go-ahead home run this season. Only 21-year-old, what, ever to do that?
Yeah, well, I think he's got the most in baseball this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just astounding. Somebody tweeted last night, and I loved it. I would give you credit. I can't remember who it was. But they said, Jackson Merrill was born to play ball with his boys. That's it. I mean, that's what he lives to do. He is the definition of baseball guy. Joe Baseball. There he is. You're looking at him out there in center field for the San Diego Padres. And his bombs last night, that guy didn't run into either of those. That guy hit two tanks out last night.
853 feet combined. Worth of two tanks.
And we sat in here maybe 2 months ago and said, well, hopefully one day the power comes for Jackson Merrill. Doesn't look like it's going to come now. At this point, just keep doing what you're doing, taking the pitches you're given, taking them the other way. Which, by the way, he still does. He still does that. He hasn't lost a step, Ben. His AB, his quality of at-bat has not suffered one iota since he started hitting more home runs. Not at all. I mean, he still takes that outside pitch through the 5-5 hole. He still pulls his hand, gets his hands through, and rips a ball down the right field line. The kid is unbelievable. And I'd say it's a fairly warm take, spicy take about Jackson Merrill. Do you want it now or do you want to tease it?
No, just do it now. We got a short show.
Okay.
Don't make us wait.
I did see a lot of consternation last night about the Rookie of the Year, the impending Rookie of the Year award that will be handed out at the end of the year to the best rookie in the National League. And it popped in my head and I went, ooh, people are going to be mad at me for saying this. But my take is this. Jackson Merrill doesn't care about winning a Rookie of the Year, and neither should we. We really shouldn't care. And in fact, I'll go you one step further.
You don't want him to win it.
Him not winning it may be the best thing for his career. It may be, because what other person's going to get fueled? Now, somewhere deep in the cockles of his heart, would he like to win that award? Yes. You know what else he wants to win? He wants to win in the playoffs. He wants to win a World Series ring. That's what he wants to win. And this is from his mouth. He doesn't care about player of the week. He doesn't care about individual achievements. I'm not telling you guys what to be upset about. I'm telling you that if he doesn't win Rookie of the Year, I really don't care, because what you're looking at is a 100% team guy. He is as team-oriented as anybody I've ever seen.
And I don't think it's lip service. I don't think it's
don't
the
either.
Image that he wants to portray, because I have seen other prospects come up and they've been referred to as baseball rats. This guy just cares about baseball. Show me, though, once you get to the big leagues and you start getting big checks and you start traveling, you know, first class and first class hotels, and show me that you are still, all you care about is baseball. All you care about is getting to the ballpark early, hanging with the guys, and having, you know, going out and playing
a
hard
great
game.
Quote. Great quote.
And it sometimes drops off a little bit.
And this is where,
understandably,
of course,
it's human nature. You reach the top of the mountain. What do?
And this,
you relax just a little bit.
This is why I fail as a sports radio host, because I know I'm supposed to get on here this morning and Paul Skeens is this, and Jackson Merrill, he clears him by a mile, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get myself worked up in a tizzy about an individual award when the guy that is up for the award doesn't really care. He does not really care. If he won it, would he be excited? Of course. Of course he would be excited. But he's certainly not going to, he's not campaigning for it. And I'm positive that on the list of things that are important to him, it's probably at the bottom. So this is a personal, I'm not going to get upset if Paul Skeens or anybody else wins it. I really won't. I promise you, I'm not going to get upset. I love this kid. I love everything about him. My kids love this kid. They try to emulate him. That's what I care about. He is such a good baseball player and seemingly an even better human being. And all that guy wants to do is win for his team, and I just admire that so, so much.
I was thinking the same thing. Dominic in the chat, I don't know that it's the exact opposite of Paddock, but I remember the vibe. Chris Paddock against Pete Alonso, and it was like such a big thing already in May. Like, who's the rookie of the month, and you know who's going to win the award? And you don't get that vibe with Jackson Merrill.
Mm-mm.
It's about the next game and just going out and having fun and playing hard baseball and coming through for his team. And it's really fun to watch.
I said something. I don't even know if I believe it. I feel like if Paul Skeens won the Rookie of the Year and Jackson Merrill got quote-unquote snubbed, right, I don't know that it would motivate him anymore. I really don't, actually. Now that I said it out loud.
It was the one thing I was going to push back. I don't think he cares.
I really don't.
Either way.
It's not like he's going to be like,
I don't think winning it's going to damage him at all either.
No, it really is.
He's going to be unaffected whatever happens. And you wait for that, you know, they always say, well, they're big league players. They're going to adjust to him. Then he's going to make his adjustment. Been a while now. I mean, they've had a chance to make their adjustments to Jackson Merrill. He's been a step ahead of them all the way through the season.
Listen, I don't think this is hyperbole at all. He is absolutely, his attitude has 1,000% changed the course of this season, and it is 1,000% rubbed off on the veterans of this team, period. It just has. You can see it. You can see it in Xander. You can see it in Manny. You can see it in all of these guys. So, I'm very impressed by that young man.
Jackson Merrill was a guest on Friar Friday on Gwynn and Chris last week, and they asked him if it was
I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
No, it's World Series or nothing to me. I don't really have any other goals in this game besides winning. So, you know, obviously an award is cool, but it's really nothing compared to winning a World Series. You know, I would love to do both. That'd be awesome. But
yeah, that's it.
And I really believe that that's how he feels. He's not saying it because it makes a good quote. He's not saying it because that's what the fans want to hear or what he's supposed to say. He's saying that because that's truly what he believes.
I love it.
And how he approaches the game.
I love it. I love everything about him,
That's a good place to start.
Yeah, we'll take
a quick time out. We're pretty much going
to
be all Padres Pirates.
Weird.
Into our show. I'll set the menu. It's a...
What about Brandon Ayuk? You guys know?
Probably not.
All right.
Jim Harbaugh? No. Don't think we're going to get there today. Even Don't Do This is going to be last night's game today.
Yeah, we're doing Don't Do This for our favorite baseball team.
Yeah, we're just going to do it all from last night's game. There are so many things to get to. And again, we got a short show leading into early Padres baseball today. So we'll set the tasting menu, the prefix coming up next after Kelly's Traffic. Ben and Woods and Bald Rydell Adam Klug on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Bam. Now, Adam, you can't just play return songs of bands that you sat in the company suite to see the night before. That's not how it works here on the Ben and Woods program. Did they play this song?
No, they didn't play that one.
They didn't play that song?
Terrible. Come on, guys. I bet they played The Sky Is a Neighborhood, though, didn't they?
Maybe.
Yeah, you got some pee break. Can I just... Sure. The sky is a neighborhood. All right, I'm going to hit the head.
A couple years ago, the Chili Peppers came to Petco.
Yeah.
They did not play Under the Bridge.
Now, I have such a problem with that. I really, really have a problem. You've got to play your hits, man. You got
to
play
I went to Hall & Oates. They didn't play Kisses on my list. I mean, it was like the most disappointing experience of my lifetime.
It's such a bummer when it happens, man. And like, if you heard Under the Bridge on the radio, you probably changed the station because you've heard it a billion times. But yeah, you got to play your hits, guys. The sky is neighborhood. Oh, David. David.
All right, here's what we've got coming up today. It's mostly, as I said, Padres talk. We will play some real or fake on a Throwback Thursday at 7:10 if you want to try to qualify for our trip to Las Vegas. Can't wait to hear all of Jesse's highlights, though, in our Padres wrap-up in the next segment. Don't do this is just going to be more on last night's game because there were plenty of don't and do this moments that we can squeeze in there at 7:20.
So that's in an hour. So do we have to save these things we were going to talk about?
Okay, yeah, be a professional and hold a couple of things in the chamber.
All right.
For Don't Do This. And then Eno Saris is going to be with us a little early since we got the short show today. So super polished, yet to be named, Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Saris brought to you by 7 Mile Casino. Comes up at 7:35. We'll talk more about last night's game and the pennant races. Padres now, by the way.
Oh, my God.
3 games behind the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League West. Still, though. They actually lost half a game to the Diamondbacks yesterday.
Those
who
were
so insanely hot. They won 2 games over the Cleveland Guardians, and they are also 3 games back. They're both 2 games up on the Braves as the 1-2 teams in the wild card race. That looks like it's going to be a fairly intense race for the playoffs the last month and a half of the season. So we'll talk to Eno, and then we get to 8 o'clock, and we're getting you ready for the game. We've got Sammy's EcoWater SoCal pregame show, I believe 8:35, is that correct, Adam, this morning? And then 9:35, Jesse Bob Scanlon with the first pitch as the Padres go for the sweep, their 5th win in a row. I think they're at 4 now. They've won 14 of 16, is that correct now?
Yeah.
And go for 15 out of 17 today. Insane. Nuts. What is going on? But before we get to the Padres wrap-up, we mentioned Jackson Merrill. I thought that was where, number one, we had to start. Number two, Adrian Morejon and what he did in the bottom of the 10th inning in unimaginably difficult circumstances. To come in there after you've spent your top relievers, everyone else has been used, essentially, that's available last night, and to put him in that situation after Tanner Scott had walked 3 guys in a row, forced in a run, and then Morejon spikes the first pitch. So it's 9-8. And at that point, even the most optimistic of Padres fans, even the one who's been convinced that this team is different than the other teams, you see how this one's not going to end well. Right.
And it just, because of the because of the 3 runs you scored in the top of the 10th, boy, you felt good going in there with Tanner Scott coming in, Benny.
Sure.
You probably should have saved Adrian Morejon for Doo-Doo This in our very special edition today, earning his first save in the big leagues. And my God, what a way to do it, man. Right into the fire last night for Adrian Morejon.
Zero room for error.
Zero.
None. gets the ground ball, the tag play at home plate, well done defensively by the Padres, gets the strikeout twice, really, on Connor Joe.
Yep.
He did not check his swing the first time, but they gave it to him and then got him the second time. Great breaking ball down by the toward the back foot, swung right over it, and then gets the ground ball to Ha-Sung Kim, who, by the way, gets an extra nod as well for coming and playing hurt because the Padres were down to literally no one at the end of the game left. And that will be a big topic when we discuss the umpires, and that'll probably come in Don't Do This, and what happened in that game last night. If you didn't follow after the game was over, if you, like, turned it off when the game was over, and you go, well, that was a crazy one. You don't even know the half of it, of what happened in the ninth inning with Mike Schilt and the pitching change, why Robert Suarez came out of the game after six pitches. He was rested as anybody in that bullpen. What is going on? We got an explanation from Mike Schilt that is going to blow your mind. I did not have any idea that it took place in the game last night.
Same. Absolutely no idea. And, of course, we would be remiss if we did not kiss the Roach, the Rally Roach. Mwah. Here you go. I want tongue on that, Benny. Mm. Oh, God, I love the Rally Roach. I am also to be, somebody led me to believe on Twitter last night that one of the Pirates broadcasters actually said this. We have not been able to find the audio, but he said these Padres are like cockroaches. They do not go away. And somebody tweeted it. They heard it. They were listening to the broadcast. That is fantastic and bodes well. So let's get into it.
That's coming up next. We get all of Jesse's highlights and our Padres wrap-up when we return. I'm not going to miss it. Hopefully you don't either. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Fun to be a Padres fan right now.
I mean, fun is certainly the right word, but did that feel fun last night?
Not really.
Not really. Holy crap. Ooh, that did not
feel
fun.
It felt a lot worse to be a Pirates fan.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, kind of their season.
It really is. It was a massive, massive series.
They were 500. Like, if they want to get back into it, this was their chance. The Padres gave them every opportunity. Four unearned runs, and we'll talk about the mistakes in the game. But the Pirates had every chance, twice, three times, to win that game.
Yeah, once, twice, thrice to win that game last night.
And they could not figure out a way to make it happen against the Padres, who continue to roll since the All-Star break. We've got all the highlights from Jesse and Bob last night. The thrills, the chills, they're coming up with our Padres wrap-up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win today? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Last night's game sends this one in the air straightaway center field and deep. Michael A. Taylor is back. He's going to watch this one. Going to go into the topiary in straightaway center field. And Jackson Merrill with his 14th home run of the season. It's 2-1. First pitch to Agashioka, sent in the air to deep center field. Taylor's back. He's at the wall. This one going to go. Three-run home run, Kyle Higashioka. And with that swing, the Padres will take their first lead of the night. It's 4-3.
All they get to.
1-2, ripped into right field. That's down and a base hit. Bay plays the hop, fires home. Machado on his way. The throw and the tag, not in time. RBI single, Jackson Merrill. His third hit of the game. And Manny's stolen base has helped put the Padres back in front. It's 5-4. The pitch is swung on line into center field. And a base hit. Hayes has scored to tie it. Bay is right behind him. And the Buccos hop back in front. McCutchen a two-run single. And they lead it. It's 6-5. On down by one. Swings at the first pitch. Sends it in the air. Deep to right center field. Taylor is back. This one gonna go! Jackson Merrill's second homer of the night has tied it. 6-6 here in the ninth. Nobody out. 1-1 line into left field. That is a base hit for Xander Bogaerts. Arise rounding third. He'll score. Kim going to hustle into third base as the throw comes into second. An RBI single for Xander Bogaerts. And the Padres are back in front. It's 7-6. Pitch on the way. Grandal swings. It's a ground ball to the left side. Kim has got it. The throw to first is in time. And the ball game is over. A wild one in Western PA as the Padres hold on for a 9-8 victory in 10.
With Morey Hone more than earning his first career major league save, what a tremendous job in clearly a tough spot. Just can't say enough about the job he did coming in that situation and being able to keep it right there and bring it home for us.
Padres with the 9-8 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates in 10 innings. And by the way, they've got to play again here in a couple of hours. I think 3 hours from now they will be underway.
Man.
Going to be a little bit shorthanded in that game. Pitching-wise, obviously, you know, Robert Torres should still be available. Some of the guys like Jason Adam didn't pitch yesterday because he pitched a lot. He should be available. I mean, they'll have like three or four guys, but I assume...
So I'm looking at the
that they're going to be a bit piecing it together today.
So I got total pitches, Benny, for the last three and the last five. So Brian Hoeing, 45 pitches in the last three. Estrada, 38. Tanner Scott, 36. Momora Hone, 29. Adam, 26. Alec Jacob, 22. Yuki Matsui, 21. And Robert Suarez, 6. It's going to be a tall order today. Brian Hoeing did not throw yesterday. Neither did Jason Adam.
He threw 3 2/3 the day before. I don't know that he's available either today. So it's Matsui, Adam, Suarez would be great if you get 6 out of Vasquez.
Matsui threw 21 last night. Jacob threw 22. Morey Hone threw 13. Yeah. Tanner Scott. I mean, again, these are those last three numbers. The guy that's in the red is Hoeing. Estrada's in the orange. The tan, Morey Hone and Adam, and the beige, 22 and 21 for Jacob and Matsui. Suarez is the most well-rested receiver, reliever with only 6 pitches in the last 5 days.
So a little bit of pressure on Randy Vasquez
today.
Yeah,
I'd say a bit of pressure on him.
To get deep into the game. I wouldn't be shocked if they, you know, called someone up, you know, bring back a Logan Gillespie or something, you know, just in case they needed a long guy. But I'm not sure who they'd send down in that situation. Jacob, you could send back down, I guess, and just taxi him up and back. But we can talk about that a little bit later. There's just so much more to get into from last night's game that I want to talk about. Start with Michael King's performance. After 10 days off, dealing with the comebacker and the injured calf, the sore calf, I thought he was not bad. He certainly, you know, that first inning did not help, having to throw 30 pitches, giving up a couple of runs. Not that he gave up any hard contact. He struck out the first two guys, looked like going to cruise through the first inning. And then all of a sudden... we'll talk about it and don't do this. Bryce Johnson's play out in right field.
I thought it changed the entire complexion of the first inning.
Check swing by Rowdy Tellez.
Willie Mays Hayes style. Like, oops.
Totally.
Like, down the line and you know, again.
And all of a sudden you find yourself down 2-0 and your pitcher, who hasn't been on the mound for a while, is already, his pitch count is climbing.
Yeah.
So you're kind of behind the eight ball right at the start. Jackson Merrill gets that one back. You heard the home run call by Jesse to the topiary. He dotted the I in Pirates on the shrubs out there with his longest home run of his career, 442 feet. I mean, not only is there power, the power that we said, oh, yeah, in like 3 or 4 years, we may see some power.
Hellish raw power.
There's prodigious power inside of Jackson Merrill already as a 21-year-old.
That kid gets off his A swing as much as anybody in baseball. Honestly, he really does. I mean, he gets off his A swing so much that it's actually baffling how much he's able to do it.
Our friend Tom Giannis on Twitter said, hey, if they win this game, I'm going to spring for the premium Twitter so I can post this 10-minute video of every Jackson Merrill hit. And I didn't have time to watch it last night, but I did anyway. It's sexy. Just seeing Jackson Merrill and where all of his, I mean, everywhere, all over the field, from foul line to foul line, line drives, bleeders, doubles, home runs, everywhere. The hits that he has had this year, he just puts good swing after good swing after good swing on the ball. It is really fantastic to watch. And then Kyle Higashioka, who has done something, I mean, I don't know that it gets enough attention. His 14th home run of the season, which they put the graphic up on the Padres TV broadcast, he has more home runs as a catcher than any other catcher in baseball. One more than Will Smith. Now, Smith has 15, but two of them were his designated hitter. So, 14 home runs as a catcher leads all of baseball, and he's done it still literally playing less than half of the season because he wasn't the starter for most of the year. He was in a giant slump when he was early in the season, but his home run per at-bat ratio, he is squarely second in baseball, right between Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, crazy.
Right there, 1-2-3. It is Judge, Higashioka, Ohtani, the guys who have produced the most home runs per at-bat this year. How is that even possible?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea. We, you know, he's hit 10 home runs, I think, in every season he's been in the big leagues. And you thought, hey, he got his 10. And, man, that sure came a lot quicker than we all thought. But when he put them back up last night, man, the elation that I felt for him, what a great, great dude, a very easy guy to root for. Didn't have the best game defensively, but he certainly wasn't alone in that. You know, the Padres really kicked it around last night. They really did. And like we said, man, they gave the Pirates every chance to win that game last night. The Pirates, they also fought really hard last night. It was a, you know, look, you take some of the mess out of the game last night. I think you enjoy playing in a game like that. I really do. I think it keeps you in it the entire time. But to watch this team, the intestinal fortitude, the stubbornness is what I tweeted last night. Stubbornly. Would not lose that game last night. I'm out of superlatives for it, man. It's crazy.
So King ends up going five, gives up four runs, three of them earned. The one, you know, the McCutchen home run, he got a hold of that one. That's fine. You know, it's one swing. Struck out seven. The unearned run came on a Manny Machado error. But he got that run back in the go-ahead run there in the top of the sixth or the fifth inning, I think. Infield single. And then what a savvy stolen base by Manny Machado, who doesn't go often, but when he picks his spots, they're usually important. And it was an 0-2 count on Jackson Merrill. And he knows, all right, inning may be over. Jackson gets a lot of singles. Can I get myself into scoring position? You know, just like they're not thinking about Manny Machado stealing a base. And he stole it rather easily with heads up and then off on the crack of the bat on what was going to be a pretty close play, but made him make a play. They could not do it. And he scores from second base on Jackson Merrill's go-ahead single there to get them back into the lead at that moment. That was a pretty big moment of the game, and just kind of shows you the kind of player that Manny Machado is.
Yeah, the baseball IQ, and like you said, he picks his spots pretty smartly when he goes, and is a pretty good base stealer when he decides to go. It's not something you want him doing all the time, but yeah, man, was able to score on that. A huge, huge moment in the game. One of a dozen huge moments last night for the boys.
Then in the sixth inning, scary moment as Jerickson Profar gets drilled kind of in the side of the knee with a 95 mile an hour fastball. I think it was one of three times the Padres batters were hit in that game last night by Pirates pitchers who were a little all over the map. Jerickson looked like he was in a lot of pain. He was in a lot of pain.
Yeah,
tried to stay in, ran to second on the next play on the single, and like hobbled into second, and then they took him out for pinch runner Ha-Sung Kim. Mike Schilt did say after the game that imaging was negative, which is a positive, means that no break show. Now, that's still just reason for cautious optimism, as they can't always see everything because of, you know, like swelling and inflammation on something like that. But hopefully it's no more than just a nasty bruise, and Jerickson won't have to miss time. I don't know. We haven't seen a lineup yet.
No, there should be one out fairly soon,
so
I would imagine.
I imagine, but we'll find out if Jerickson's going to be given a day off here or not.
My best guess is that you probably have to do it, and you're going to put a Tyler Wade out there. You're going to put Peralta,
which you've already had to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, is Kim ready to go back on a full-time basis?
That's
he was
true.
Forced into the game there. I assume that Schilt would have loved not to have to use Ha-Sung Kim, but they needed him at the end of that game once Profar got hurt. So there was that moment in the sixth inning. And then Jeremiah Estrada has had some stumbles lately and, you know, had another one in the sixth inning. Was Did not helped by his catcher, Kyle Higashioka, who did not stop a strikeout. He struck out three guys. Yep. He should have been out of the inning, but one of them got away. Passed ball, led to two guys on. He was actually one strike away from a four-strikeout inning.
Yep.
Would have given him seven strikeouts in the last two innings.
Yeah, 2 days.
But McCutchen comes through again. Guy's a thorn in the side, and the Pirates go back ahead on two unearned runs there against Jeremiah Estrada in the bottom of the sixth. That sets up the dramatic finish. You know, the chance for the Padres in the top of the eighth. They get two on the corners. Probably got the benefit of a bad call on Luis Arraez not getting hit by a
now,
pitch.
I swear I saw a finger jiggle. I did. I'm not being a homer here. People are like, oh, that was all bat. I'm like, bro, what? But I also feel...
His fingers have been coming off, jiggling a lot just on everything, though, the way he's been... hurt.
I also feel like if Aroldis Chapman dots you on the hand, you'd be a little more in pain, but maybe he's built different. I don't know.
Well,
I thought
considering how much pain he's been in, the fact that he's not like dead, that made me think that he actually didn't get hit on that one. They took advantage, got runners at first and third, but Xander Bogaerts strikes out, and that was just on a little 102, I think.
Yeah.
And then Manny Machado gets two pitches, which, by the way, two of the eight fastest pitches ever recorded in the history of baseball to Manny Machado, including the fastest ever called strike three in the history of baseball at 105 miles an hour on the inside corner. Who was it said, oh, he's got to swing at that. You got to swing at that pitch. You got to go for something. Like, you can't even see that pitch. That's insane, 105 miles an hour on the corner.
I saw a tweet last night. Manny is so washed. Somebody said, you try to hit 105. And this guy actually said on this app, I have before. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing in the world, but in that situation, you had a pitch down the middle and another one in the strike zone. With a runner on third, you have to swing to give your team a chance. And I quote tweeted and said, on what planet have you ever hit 105 mile an hour pitch? It's not this one.
And then I didn't even write it down, but you got to give, and Mike Shildt did credit to Alec Jacob for keeping it a one run game in the bottom
that was
of the
a
eighth.
Huge inning.
Or there would not have been a chance to tie it up. And then Jackson Merrill, we talked about already with the tying home run. I don't know. I mean, obviously, you don't face the same guy. So Aroldis Chapman comes in the eighth. If I'm David Bednar, I'm going. Everyone's licking their chops. I'm an all-star closer, but after 105, it's like, please bring in your all-star closer, because I'd rather face that than what I just saw up there. I'm like, thank goodness I'm facing their all-star closer and not Aroldis Chapman right now.
Bro, I don't know what it is. Baseball is the most overthinky game in the world. Now, Chapman has certainly blown saves, and he's certainly blown big saves. Bednar had a really rough start to the season. But if I've got a guy that is locating at 105, that pitch to Manny, and again, people, I saw it because I knew I would. Why is he smiling there? Bro, Chapman grinned from ear to ear. He did not know he could throw 105 on the inside black like he did. So he had to laugh. Manny had to laugh. I thought it was a pretty cool moment, to be honest. I hated it in the moment, but it was nuts.
And we haven't even gotten to the craziness in the bottom of the ninth or the tenth inning yet, which is why we're just going to keep this rolling. Also play a little real or fake in our next segment.
We have a manager out of a job. Take one guess.
Whoa! I did not see this. All coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.